Is paying for the blue check mark really worth it? What if I told you that Meta is circling back to their entire verification process and wanting to incentivize you just a little bit more on paying to use social media? These quick cast episodes are designed so that you can dive right into the world of social media, what's happening right now, trends that are working, and strategies that we're seeing success with. Let's dive into today's episode. Welcome back to this week's Rocky Mountain Marketing Quickcast episode. I'm excited to be talking with you about those little blue check marks. Yes, we're talking about the blue check mark once again. When Meta first rolled out the opportunity to pay for verification and pay for that blue check mark, a lot of people were wondering, was it really worth the cost? Now, if you remember, if you want to hop in the old social media DeLorean with me, X, or at the time, it was Twitter, Elon's X and Twitter, they charged to have the Twitter Blue subscription. This Twitter Blue subscription guaranteed you got the blue check mark and you got to edit your tweets after they were posted. You got some extra perks by giving something that has always been free for a personal account, giving social media your money for that little blue check mark. So when Mark Zuckerberg saw, hey, well, Elon's doing this paid verification thing, maybe we should think about it as well. So Mark Zuckerberg hopped on the verification bandwagon and allowed users to start paying for Facebook and Instagram verification. When it first rolled out, there was a lot of pushback. However, in full transparency here, folks, I do give Mark Zuckerberg money for that little blue check mark. The reason behind why I do it is because I do a lot of speaking. I have the book. I have my podcast. I'm the face of the business. And for some reason, I guess one of my friends told me this. She's like, oh, you know, you made it, Katie, when you have imposters pretending to be you. Sure enough, I did have some spammers showing up into my followers' DMs, trying to sell them crypto, and it looked like it was me, but it was not me. They just changed like one letter of my name or my name field. They were in there trying to sell my followers crypto. Now with the blue check mark, it has, knock on some wood, it has not happened since. I'm giving the transparency to my followers that anything that gets published out there, it is in fact me. And if you're a business owner where you are the face of the company, I do think that you should do it. But that's not why we're talking about the blue check mark. I have already done an entire podcast about paying for the blue check mark. Is it worth it? Go back and listen to that episode. I want to talk about some of the latest features that Mark Zuckerberg is going to be rolling out to the verification program in the near future. They are not rolled out yet at the time of this podcast recording, but it's already been released on social media today and other publications. So this is something to be paying attention to. If you have not started paying for verification and you are a personal brand, you're the face of your business, should you still do it? Well, with these new features, you might be incentivized to give Mark Zuckerberg money for that blue check mark over on Facebook or Instagram. Before we get into the features, I want to talk about why is he doing this? And the reason is because it's tailed off a little bit on people signing up for the subscription. Between Q2 and Q4 of 2023, research showed that about 1 million people had signed up for the blue check mark. 1 million people might sound like a lot, but when you have 4 billion people using your platform, it's really not that many people. So it's only just a small fraction of people that are giving Mark Zuckerberg $11.99 a month. Now, again, it's $11.99 a month if you sign up on desktop and you don't use Apple, but Facebook and Apple hate each other. So it's $15 a month if you sign up for it online and you have an Apple device. If you sign up for a Meta Verified account on your desktop, it's $11.99 a month. Let's talk about some of the features that are going to be rolling out with the verification if you decide to be verified on Facebook or Instagram. So right now, for me, I already am giving them my money. Really what I'm giving them is money for me to just say, hey, anyone that follows me or looks for me online, if it has the blue check mark, that is me. You can trust it's me. That's really all that I'm paying for. That's a lot of money, if you think about it. Since I'm paying for both Facebook and Instagram, it's about $300 a year. Yeah, so a lot of money being paid just to say I am who I say I am. But one of the things that they are going to roll out, the very first thing that I'm excited about, is the quicker ad reviews. So if you are paying Facebook to run ads, you can get that ad reviewed a whole lot faster. There's been times where one of my clients is a construction company, and for some reason it keeps thinking that we're a home builder and it keeps denying our ads. Well, it'd be so nice to know that a whole lot faster than waiting and then going through the whole reapproval and resubmitting process for some of these ads. So if you're doing ads, your ads will get reviewed quicker.
Hey there, Rocky Mountain marketing fans. This is Rich Brooks of the Agents of Change. If you're like me, you're a big fan of Katie Brinkley, which is why I asked her to be part of our first ever digital marketing summit. That's right. I've crowded 30 of today's top digital marketers to present at this virtual event running from April 24th through the 26th, and it's absolutely free to attend. You can watch all 30 sessions live, but if you really want to up your marketing game, be sure to check out our two VIP packages. Head on over to theagentsofchange.com/KatieBrinkley2024 and reserve your spot now. I'll see you at the summit.
Reason number two, faster access to customer support. Who here has ever been super frustrated when they wanted to just get in touch with a human being at Facebook? If you're a Meta verified user, there is an opportunity for you to get in touch with a human being, customer support, faster if you have the blue checkmark verification. Reason number three, for those of you that are spending a lot of time on video, this is going to be a huge deal for you. We've talked about clickable links on Instagram. They just don't exist. They don't exist in Reels, or do they? And that's what they are talking about doing for verified users, is giving users the opportunity to create Reels and add 8 links per month. Now, if you're creating daily Reels, 8 links attaching to your Reel isn't that much, but it's more than you got now. So that's a pretty cool feature that you could actually have a clickable link in your Reel. Reason number four, I did a whole post about that Stanley Cup and people copying each other's work. Well, it seems like it's not just that Stanley Cup post. This is a huge issue that is happening on social media of people stealing other people's work on social media and sharing it as their own. Well, if you have the blue check mark, you will have protection of your original work through content review. So anything that I post on Instagram or Facebook, there's going to be a review process that will happen and says, okay, this is original work by Katie Brinkley. Nobody else is copying it. And reason number five, that this whole new verification process is something to consider, because you can have a different verification color than just the blue check mark, which is typically with personal brands. You have the opportunity for a gold check mark if you are a professional brand. I wonder why this seems familiar. Just like over on X, Mark Zuckerberg can't stop hanging out over there and seeing what Elon's doing. But on X, if you're a brand, you can have a gold check mark, where personal accounts have the blue. They're going to be rolling out something similar, it sounds like, over on the Meta platforms. It's really interesting to me, these, you know, between TikTok and Twitter or X and Facebook and Instagram, they're all just trying to copy each other. This is for maybe another podcast episode, but now TikTok's rolling out, like, trying to launch a photos app to compete with Instagram. Oh, everyone's becoming the same. But this verification opportunity, it is an opportunity. And full transparency, I pay for it. You need to decide what makes sense for you and your business. Is it worth your customers knowing that, yes, this is in fact you? If you are the face of your business, I think it makes a lot of sense to give Facebook, Instagram, your money to say that it is you, so that you're not out there being like, oh, well, there's Katie Brinkley is always selling me crypto, but that's not me. Think about what makes sense for you and your business. If you're doing ads, having the faster ad turnaround time, having the direct line to customer support, being able to talk to somebody at Meta, that's huge in case you ever get put in Facebook jail or something weird happens with your account or you get hacked. All of that is going to give you kind of front of the line access when you are giving Meta your money. So as we continue growing our business on social media, using social media as that incredible tool to build our community and grow our brand awareness and get more leads, does it make sense to pay for using social media for just a little blue check mark? Will these enhanced features from Meta be enough to drive more people to sign up? Again, there's only about 1 million people that are paying for the paid verification right now. Is it enough to incentivize a few more million to sign up for the platform's verified status? Really, only time will tell if the prestige of having that little check mark next to your name is worth paying for in the wide, vast world of social media.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode of Rocky Mountain Marketing. I hope you're leaving with valuable insights and the inspiration to lead your market. If you've enjoyed our time together and found today's podcast episode useful, I have a small favor to ask of you. Please hit that subscribe button to stay updated with the latest episodes. And if you know someone who could benefit from these episodes, maybe a fellow business leader or an aspiring entrepreneur, go ahead and share this episode with them. Let's spread the knowledge and grow together. Also, I'd love to hear from you and continue the conversation beyond the podcast. Visit me at katiebrinkley.com to connect, to find more resources, or just to share your journey. And be sure to pick up your copy of my new book, The Social Shift, at katiebrinkley.com/book. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm Katie Brinkley, and I can't wait to dive into more strategies and stories with you on the next episode of Rocky Mountain Marketing. Let's keep on taking your marketing to new heights.